From the PodConnect studios, high in the Colorado Rockies, this is a special cannabis crowdfunding episode of the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. Today on Raising Cannabis Capital, we are continuing our cannabis crowdfunding series with Alex Montjoy from Montjoy Sparkling and Brett Andrews from MicroVentures. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too. And for our listeners, Brett's company, MicroVentures, is a platform that gives both accredited and non-accredited investors access to startups. And for our regular listeners, you'll know Brett as a frequent guest on cannabis crowdfunding because MicroVentures is one of the only crowdfunding platforms that allows cannabis businesses. And Brett, looks like you have another hot cannabis company in Montjoy Sparkling.
Yes, we do. I'm very excited to be working with them.
After watching the video, Alex, you have a video on the MicroVentures homepage. You went from like making this in your garage to literally shipping truckloads to states all over the country. Tell us about Montjoy Sparkling and also what's driving this demand.
Well, yeah, we started with a great idea. It was a product that I wanted personally. I wanted a drink that was non-alcoholic that would feel good at the end of the day and allow me to lead a more balanced life. And everybody else loved it too. And then our growth was very fast with industrial hemp version. And it did, like you mentioned, we jumped right away into the main A-list distributor marketing, shipping to the same people who carry brand name beers and beverages all around the country. And before we knew it, we were making this stuff by the truckloads.
What's driving that demand?
What's driving the demand is that our products make sense to human beings. It's the interest in CBD and THC, which make so much sense to people. It's the beverage, having a beverage that does something positive for you and doesn't have any downsides, mm-hmm. with beverage being so deeply rooted, not just in habit, but in culture and human psychology going back tens of thousands of years.
Yeah.
It makes so much sense. It's a comfortable place for people to move to, as we like to say, evolve, as we all evolve.
And the water, I mean, it's just pure sparkling water.
Yes, it's zero calorie, naturally sweetened, and delicious, and there's completely guilt-free, as we like to say. Mm-hmm. You can seal up the bottle, have a sip, seal it up, sip on it all afternoon, save it to the next day. Yeah, we sell online and cases ship for free. You can get the same price as you would at the corner store delivered to your door through our website.
That's great. That's great. Brett, it's hard to get a company listed on MicroVentures platform. You guys do a lot of background checks and you only accept a handful of companies. What did you like about Montjoy Sparkling that made you decide to select them?
So I guess first, have you tried the product, Dan? Have you happened to try it?
No, I have not. I'm waiting for Alex to say, hey, Dan, I'm going to send you a sample.
No, so first and foremost, the product's incredible. So Alex sent over some samples to us at the beginning of the process, and I think he sent one of all the flavors or a couple, and they didn't make it through the end of the afternoon. So
yeah.
So that's usually a good sign from a product standpoint. And then from a business perspective, you sort of touched on it. He's got great story, a lot of traction, and really is kind of right in between two quickly growing trends, and that's CBD-infused products, and this is a specific beverage, and then the sparkling water. I think sparkling water industry is one that's been growing really quickly across the board, and so both of those things combined we thought was a really interesting space to get involved in, and the fact that he had already proven some sales, and then on top of it, the product being fantastic, all those reasons really made a lot of sense for us to move forward.
Yeah. Well, talking about moving fast, Alex, your campaign is flying right now. I don't know where you are the last time I checked, but you're just doing really, really well on the MicroVentures platform. Can you give our listeners kind of a brief overview of your crowdfunding campaign?
Sure. We're raising money to growth capital to continue to develop some, we have some new products, some new packaging, and increase our marketing and continue our reaching more and more consumers and making our product more readily available to people. But the success of our campaign is much to the credit of MicroVentures. It's recommended by friends. This was somebody who's in our similar situation and raised money from angel investors like us. So I took careful note of the name, and when I reached out to them, I found that they were really, really experienced and professional, and they've been wonderful to work with and have crafted, put together a campaign that for us has been a huge success. So thank you, MicroVentures, and the whole team. You're unique and very polished, and it's been an absolute pleasure working with you.
Our listeners, go to the Mount Joy Sparkling page on MicroVentures. It's everything's there. Everything is there. From a video with Alex explaining the products down to financials, everything is there. The due diligence that you guys do and the work that you do in preparation for this is second to none. The part that just makes me excited is that the minimum investment on this deal is, get this, $100. $100. So for $100, you can own a piece of one of the fastest growing companies in this sector. And, you know, this could be the next big beverage craze. I mean, Brett, obviously you think that's the direction it's going.
Oh, yeah, very much so. It's
nice for us, too, also, as a consumer products company, we've been fielding for many years inquiries from our customers. How can I invest in Mount Joy Sparkling? And for most people, going to be non-accredited, and I haven't had a good answer for them until now. We are a company and a product that's for the people. It feels good to us to be able to welcome our supporters and people who are just discovering the line right now to the company.
Yeah. Well, and you have a background in angel investing. You know what's involved with this. You're not just jumping into this. You have experience raising money and you have experience investing money.
Yes, I'm a member of an angel group here in Sonoma County, California, and I've invested in early stage startups before. So I have that perspective, and we've initially raised our money from angel investors. So I'm in a position to be able to really enjoy the MicroVentures experience from a person who has a perspective of being an angel investor myself. I can't say enough about how impressed I am about their polish.
Well, I guess I can speak for Brett to say that there's mutual admiration, because based on what I'm looking at on your webpage, your company is positioned just great to take off. And if anybody wants to learn more about Mount Joy Sparkling or any more about MicroVentures, you can go right to their webpage. We have all their information on our show notes. We also have it on the MJ Bulls website. And this is important. If you want to ask Alex a question directly, Brett, can you still do that directly from his page on the website?
Yep. There's a discussion forum down at the bottom. So you can ask questions related to the raise. As you guys have both touched on, we try to do a pretty comprehensive job of putting as much of the information that we feel is applicable on the page. But of course, we can't cover everything. So if there is something that you feel isn't sufficiently covered, you can ask questions there.
Yeah. And then those go right to Alex. And I will caution our listeners that this thing has a close date, and it's coming on us quickly. And once you hit your number, I mean, it could close at any time. So if you're interested and you have $100 and you want to just, this is a good one. So don't miss this opportunity. Alex, Brett, exciting as always. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Okay,
thank
Dan.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, my name's Kate, and I'm your host of the Pot Moms Podcast. I started the Pot Moms Podcast, well, because I wanted to end the stigma against using cannabis, specifically with moms, but also anyone who chooses to consume. I strive for a balance of humor and education, along with some pretty rad guests, to help combat social biases that come with consuming cannabis. Kids are hard. Join me for regular podcast episodes packed with parenting hacks, real life stories, and of course, my favorite cannabis products. The days are long, but the years are short. So roll another J and take a deep breath. Keep blazing and stay amazing.